Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1577. Visible translated text is as follows. Getting 18-month sentence that Jim was doing a lot of talking, and that if he didn't stop talking so much, he was going to talk his neck on the gallows. This morning, somebody came after me to go to Mr. Dot Dorsey, quote, S office. I went there and he told me that I must remember that Annie's case hadn't been settled yet. And he said that the best thing I could do for Annie and myself was to bring Annie down there to him. I told him I didn't know where she was, and all I could do would be to ask the layers in the 4th National Bank building where she was. And I said I thought I would go over and ask them where she was, and he said there wasn't no need in the world to ask them. On last Thursday, I met Annie on Decatur Street, and she said she just came from the station house and said they wanted her to tell about some of Conley's letters, and she said that she didn't tell them anything. She said she was going up to the 4th Nat INL Bank building on some business. She left me at the corner of Peachtree and Decatur Streets. Nobody was with her when I met her, and nobody was with her when she left me. I signed a paper in Mr. Dot Dorsey, quote's office. I can't read and I can't write, but they read the paper out to me and I put my mark to it. The paper said that I hadn't seen Annie since Thursday when I met her on Decatur, and also asked me if Annie had something in a pawn shop on Decatur Street. And I said yes, but I didn't know what it was. J. Jacobs, sworn for the moment, I am acquainted with Annie Maud Carter. She is a woman of good character and credibility, and I would believe her on oath. Leo M. Frank, sworn for the moment. The facts set out and sworn to in Exhibit A, hereto attached, were unknown to me at the time of my trial before the jury in Fulton County, Georgia, and were unknown to me until the date of Exhibit A. I did not know the facts and circumstances set out in Exhibit A until the date of said Exhibit A, and could not possibly have known the same by the exercise of any manner of diligence. L.Z. Rosser, R.R. Arnold, Leonard Haas, Herbert J. Haas, Morris Brandon, sworn for the Movant. We did not, at the date of the trial, nor until after the Supreme Court had affirmed the case of Leo M. Frank, have any knowledge of the facts and circumstances set out in Exhibit A, hereto attached. We, except Morris Brandon, who did not have active control of the case and whose firm was represent Ed by L.Z. Rosser, made diligent search to find out all about the